This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. David Kontak creates new instruments from just about anything and everything. This piece is being performed by the David Kontak Ensemble, four people. It's called Slinky Quartet and is literally played using four amplified slinkies. And David Kontak is with us here in the studio. Welcome to Word of Mouth.
Nice to be here.
Great to have you here and all of your whirring, whizzing, squeaking, whistling kind of sounds.
Will your neighbors ever forgive you?
I'm not sure if the newsroom will ever forgive us. So you've got your amplified slinky. Do you mind just pulling it apart? Because
sure.
Slinkies, you know, of any toy is something you think it moves in a kind of random way every single time. So you've got it on one paddle and one...
Yeah, there's a contact microphone attached to a thin piece of plastic on one side, and that's how it's amplified, because the slinky itself makes very little noise in a room just without it amplified. But it does really create a kind of a crashing sound against its base. Then the user's movements dictate the sound, so the user can play it very simply or play it wildly. I've been known to play slinkies where I... literally go floor to ceiling and slap it against the floor and the ceiling as I played in a large arc.
And there were four of you playing, so are you all trying to play different things or playing in sync with each other?
It's kind of, there's no way to play precisely in sync, like we're going to be really strictly in rhythm. But I think we use volume pedals where we can pull our signal in and out of the mix. And by doing that, I think it allows one person to come to the foreground, then fall back, and another person emerges. And in that way, the pulse kind of moves from person to person.
How do you know when that composition is done? I mean, I was watching you guys and you just all sort of stopped at the same time.
Well, I think that, you know, we've arranged some visual cues and I let them know when, you know, we have a general outline of the piece. You know, the individual notes are improvised in my pieces, but the overall structure has been predetermined. So people, when they get up there, there's a plan. It's not just like, okay, let's just make noise on slinkies. So we move by moving from person to person and doing different combinations, duets and trios. And then we build to a large climax of just apocalyptic slinky noise.
David, why do you make instruments? What started it all?
Well, I mean, I have a background in fine arts. I'm an occupational therapist now, and I work with adaptive technology. But my first career was in visual arts, and I've always been interested in sort of pushing the boundaries of art. I did a lot of printmaking and drawing, and then... my work has sort of evolved more into constructions, mobile sculptures, sound sculptures, as well as instruments that make unusual sounds.
So do you think there is a line between music and sound art, or do you consider what you make music?
Music is such a broad term that I don't know if I want to be limited by that, because I certainly don't use music in the very conventional sense, but it is very organized sound. It's certainly not random at all. And it just doesn't use traditional tonalities and rhythms. But I still think it's informed a lot by the history of music. It's not completely separate from that tradition. I think it's also related a little bit to performance art, where it's a visual multimedia experience and not just sound alone.
Mm-hmm. Can you show us one of your instruments? What have you
sure,
got with you?
Sure. Well, what I have here is what I call a babble, which is basically a very thin piece of wood with a whole lot of different length rods that emerge from it, and it has a contact microphone on the bottom that will amplify anything that I do to the rods. So I can play the instrument in a variety of ways, with a bow or by plucking it. And it's just a very strange but interesting set of sounds that you get. It sounds sometimes like a pan flute, sometimes like maybe a bowed upright bass.
So let's listen to a recording of the babble. Several of you on different kinds of babbles. This is the David Kontak Ensemble.
Thank you.
Well, you were showing me earlier your string thing, mm-hmm. and you were sort of making it move. It's flexible, which mm-hmm. is somewhat different than a lot of the instruments that we've grown up with, you know, the sort of rigid, you work around the instrument on some level, but it's the opposite for you, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally people have changed the pitch on like a violin or an upright bass or something by just, they have a very rigid instrument that's very stiff, and then the strings maintain their pitch and you move your finger along the string to get a varying, you know, higher or lower pitch. In some of the instruments I built, it's really fun to go against that and actually have an instrument that the entire structure is unstable and that you have to like bend and twist the instrument itself to create sound. And I think that it's the interaction of the human body and movement and the instrument that makes my instruments unique. I don't want there to be a kind of an image of a musician standing very stiffly on stage, moving very little. I want the audience to see that there's a relationship between the performer's movements and then the sound that's coming out of the instrument.
So that must mean that it can be different every time.
I don't think there's even a way to play it the same way every time. Mm-hmm. I think that would be impossible.
Well, let's hear more from the David Kontak Ensemble playing Rotations. Now, David, what's going on in this song?
Okay, all of the instruments that you hear here are basically machines. Even though the human, you know, performers are manipulating these machines, the first sound you hear is a long threaded rod in which washers are dropped down the rod and they're just falling in a cascade down the rod. Then the second performer comes in with a piece of plastic that's cut into an interesting shape, and then this performer then plays on that piece of plastic with an electric motor that lights up. And so as you rub that electric motor across that piece of plastic, it creates really interesting different pitches and droning sounds. Then, of course, a third person comes in and try not to make the music always go very dense, but to try to have people pull in and out to keep a lot of air and clarity into the mix. But then there is a point when we really build it into a very loud section.
Wow, I listen to this and I can imagine like a movie soundtrack. I mean, do you see pictures in your mind when you're playing this music?
You know, I don't know if I so much see pictures in my mind. I think the way I look at these things is I try to set up a set of an instrument that has a set of physical demands to it. And then a performer interfaces with that by moving or gesturing in a certain way, and the thing that is in between those ends up being the music. The interaction between an instrument that has specific needs and a performer who has specific motions creates an outcome. And it's not random at all, but it's not something that's repeatable or predictable.
Well, don't adjust your radio back at home. That is the David Kontak Ensemble. What a great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for inviting me very much.
David Kontak is a musician and inventor of instruments and the leader of the David Kontak Ensemble. Also in the ensemble, Eric Gagne, Ben Rogers, and Dave Seidel. They're going to be performing at this year's Thing in the Spring Festival in Peterborough, New Hampshire. It takes place from June 5th to the 8th. Now you can see a video of the David Kontak Ensemble performing live in Studio D and learn much more about the upcoming Thing in the Spring. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org. David Kontak is not the only musician pushing boundaries. When Word of Mouth continues, we'll hear the story of a band that created a song with one thing in mind, for it to vanish, the endangered song, after the break. ¶¶